This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, bail laws under scrutiny, church stabbing sparks police raids, and the loss of an NRL great. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. An urgent review has been launched into New South Wales bail laws following the death of a woman in the state's central west. Nine News reporter Max White has more.
The body of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst was found at a home in Forbes on Monday. Her former partner, Daniel Billings, who is accused of murdering her, was out on bail at the time of the alleged offence. The state government is now seeking urgent advice from the Crown Advocate to determine if changes to the Bail Act are needed. The review will look at the role of registrars in bail applications with a focus on regional communities and domestic violence matters. Premier Chris Minn says the system let Molly down.
The status quo isn't working and we need to be looking at change to keep vulnerable people safe, particularly as they're awaiting justice.
Mr. Minn says he expects to receive the advice by the end of the month. In Sydney, Max White, Nine News.
Federal police have confirmed anti-terror raids have been carried out in Sydney over last week's stabbing attack on a bishop. Seven people have been arrested and 13 search warrants were executed. Around 400 state and federal officers were involved. AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw has told the National Press Club the joint counter-terrorism team is highly effective.
There is a major operation underway in Sydney. And we do have to make, unfortunately, lawful interventions to prevent any further planning or attack on our community. So those teams have been very successful in preventing many attacks in this country.
The eSafety Commissioner has won a further extension of an injunction in its fight with social media giant X. Nine News court reporter Josh Bryant explains.
The eSafety Commissioner last week warned social media giants aren't doing enough to stop the distribution of violent and extremist material in the wake of two high-profile stabbing attacks in Sydney, ordering X, formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook's parent company Meta, to remove videos relating to the stabbing attack at Wakeley. The Commissioner took action against X in the federal court, arguing that geo-blocking or blocking access for Australian users wasn't sufficient and that the material needs to be removed. An interim order was granted on Monday but is due to expire this evening, but an application was made to extend it due to what the court heard is apparent non-compliance. The interim order has been extended until the matter returns to court in just over 2 weeks' time. At the federal court, Josh Bryant, Nine News.
The federal government says inflation is continuing to moderate, but it needs to drop further. Consumer prices grew 3.6% for the year to March. That's down from a little over 4% last year. But the data shows rents, education and medical costs have increased. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says there's still more work to do.
People are still under pressure, but we are making some progress. When we came to office, inflation had a 6 in front of it and now it has a 3 in front of it. And the budget next month will be about easing cost of living pressures rather than adding to them.
The US Senate has passed legislation to ban TikTok on American app stores within a year if its parent company doesn't sell off the social media platform. The bill passed 79 votes to 18, with President Joe Biden expected to sign off on it. It's in response to concerns the app's Chinese owners could be collecting sensitive user data. Former rugby league star Terry Hill has died at the age of 52. It's believed the New South Wales and Australian Representative Centre suffered a heart attack in the Philippines. Hill played 246 first-grade games for Manly, West Tigers, Souths and Easts and was part of the Eagles' 1996 Premiership team. Broadcaster Daryl Broman worked with Hill on The Footy Show and has told 2GB's Chris O'Keefe the loss is a tragedy.
Even though he was a bit of smart aleck in him, don't worry about that, and he had a bit of a larrikin in him, deep down he was good company. He was really good company, and I can understand why people were sort of drawn to him in many ways.
And a hand grenade has been found in a park north of Brisbane. Police have cleared the area but say there is no threat to the public. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
Now, Manly has released Josh Schuster, effective immediately. He's now free to explore other opportunities after being let go from the final 3 years of his contract. The Seagulls say the back rower needs time to focus on himself and what is best for him moving forward. Three NRL games will be played tomorrow to commemorate Anzac Day. The traditional clash between the Roosters and Dragons will be bookended by the Warriors playing the Titans and the Rabbitohs facing the Storm. Roosters legend Brad Fittler says the players cherish the opportunity to be part of the day.
It's a tough old game, rugby league, but you know, to understand what they go through and what they face, it's a small sacrifice to run out there and, you know, put your body on the line or play as hard as you can.
Giant star Toby Green's one-match ban has been upheld by the AFL Tribunal, but Jesse Hogan is free to play the Lions tomorrow. And the Timberwolves have a 2-0 lead in their NBA playoff series against the Suns, winning Game 2 105-93. The Pacers down the Bucks 125-108. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.